Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's late night with Willie here on fightback.com. We appreciate you being here. We're a little tardy. We're doing a little research. We're answering a few questions beforehand. I want to talk tonight. I've sort of moved this kind of away from politics, kind of, sort of. At least the hard politics that we were doing before. I don't necessarily want to do a nighttime version of our daytime show. I want to approach some other topics that I think fit better in this time zone, in this time frame, in this space. 11 o'clock on the East Coast, after 8 o'clock on the West Coast. I think that this is a better time to talk about some of these things. And you got a little time, and you're not pressed, and it's not early in the morning. You're not trying to fit it in. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times our morning broadcasts, people are just trying to fit them in, find a way to listen. And I appreciate that. I do. But I understand that it's a lot more difficult. So maybe this is a lot more laid back. And it'll be easier. And some of the topics will be something that you are already thinking about. Maybe topics that you want to get involved in a discussion about. Tonight, the title of the program is Boys Need Their Fathers. Boys Need Their Fathers. There is a prevailing narrative that promotes the single, the strong single female, and especially in the African American community, the strong black woman, who is being both mother and father, as something to almost to aspire to. That the vision, the narrative of a strong black woman, the black woman especially, is being lifted to this legend level. This sort of demigod sort of level, and people are. Young people are looking at this as something to aspire to. And the fact of the matter is, this is a narrative that excludes men. Fathers, and what's starting to happen is that society is breaking down. Society is actually breaking down. Human beings were not. Were not designed to be brought up like animals. We were brought up to be, we are designed to have both male and female influence in our development. And when something is missing, when part of that is missing, we struggle because we're not behaving and we're not existing like we were designed. I think this is a general rule. Anytime that you're trying to be something or use something that it's not designed for, that you're going to have a problem. The example I always give is a very easy example. You can hammer a screw into some drywall. You can use a hammer. You can. And it'll seem like it works. The only problem is that a screw is not designed to be hammered into a wall. Now, it may stay there for a while, but because of its very design, listen to this carefully, because of its very design, it's only a matter of time before exterior pressure pulls that screw right out of the wall. A screw has the grooves in it because it's supposed to be turned into the drywall or into the wood, so it grabs onto the wood. And it's a lot harder for it to fall out. If you hammer it in, which you can do, it doesn't have a chance to grab on. So whenever there's any exterior pressure, it falls out. And human beings are the very same way. You can make it look like it works. You can force the issue. In a lot of these families, the issue is being forced by circumstance, by people not living up to their responsibilities, all sorts of reasons. But the effect is going to be the same. You can make it look like everything's okay, but as soon as there's pressure, that part that is missing, that you didn't do right to start with, is going to cause the failure. The more pressure you put on it, the quicker the failure. Just like hammering a screw into your wall. It'll work for a while until it works its way loose, and it will work its way loose. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the effects, the consequences of fatherlessness, and the accompanying and some of the accompanying data. Because unless we have these, frankly, unless we have these conversations, unless we are sharing this narrative, unless we are sharing this narrative, it's not getting shared by pop culture. It's not getting shared anywhere else. Nobody even wants to talk about it because it seems, again, we don't want to hear that stuff because in our 2017 sensibilities, in our 2017 sensibilities, it seems archaic. It seems caveman-like. It seems caveman-like, doesn't it? Because we're being told by everything around us that children don't need dads. Children need mothers, but they don't need fathers. They don't. That's what we're being told. We're being told that the single strong woman is plenty enough. That a woman can be both mother and father. Right? That's what we're being told. That's what we continue to be told. That's what pop culture would have you believe. That is what the dominant media culture would have you believe. And we've seen it in this third wave. And we've seen, again, we see this in this third wave feminism, that men are the enemy. Men are the reason that the world is in the mess that they're in. And if we can keep these horrible men, dog, animals, pigs away from our children, the better they're going to be. Because listen to me, this all fits together. And this is not what, and no one's saying this, right? This all fits together. At the same time now, we're even having, not only do we have an attack on men, we have an attack on binary gender. Because now you can move away from male and female. And isn't it interesting that that the spectrum is moving towards the feminine side and not to the other side? Let's look at this. Let's draw this on a number line where you have at -1 male and a positive one, female. That when you look at the spectrum is all moving in a quote positive direction. And I said this on and I set it up this way on purpose because I didn't want to make females negative. Okay, because in this dynamic, it is the male that is negative. So all the gender fluidity is moving towards a more feminine direction. This gender fluidity is not moving towards a more masculine, ultra, super male, alpha male sort of mentality in its fluidity. It's all flowing towards the feminine side. This is, folks, I'd like to say this is all happenstance. I like to say this is all by mistake. By coincidence, but it is not. But it is not. All these things are flowing together this way. So we're going to get into the consequences of fatherlessness after we take a short break. Thanks so much for coming. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for sharing the show, and I know you do, with folks. Thanks for listening in. It's very, very humbling to know that you're listening and that you care. We'll be back with more of Late Night with Willie right after these messages. Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend Gary Knight at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best. That you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today. All right, we're back. Thanks ever again for tuning in. Thanks for everything that you do to help us spread the message of this program, because it's one of those things that, you know what, frankly, I do because there's a couple of reasons. I do it because I like doing it. And the second reason is that I do it because I think that these are things to talk about that nobody else is talking about. We don't have this discussion on MSNBC or CNN or Fox News. We don't have these discussions. We don't have them on the Glenn Beck Show, or Rush Limbaugh doesn't talk about these things. Sean Hannity doesn't talk about these things. You know, Bill Maher. We don't talk about these things, and I believe that this is why they've been able to go on sort of unabated. Because if you talk about them, then you'll be able to start connecting the dots about what we're seeing and what we're hearing. And nobody wants, you know what, and there are a lot of people who don't want the dots connected. But it's getting more and more obvious. But the problem is that the problem is getting more and more pervasive, and the narrative is getting stronger and stronger, and the ability to speak out against such things is becoming more and more difficult. So here we are. Here we are. Because we're all just seconds away from offending somebody, right? Because most of us know somebody who's divorced, right? Most of us know somebody who is the absent father. And it is not, and I'm going to say this right now. This show is not my intention to embarrass anybody that I know, or you know what, or to embarrass anybody, to shame anybody. That's not what this is all about. I'm not calling out dads. I'm not calling out women. I'm not calling anybody out. We just need to talk about this, and in terms of this is what happens. You know, I've been talking to people for the past couple of days about aberrations, and we want to move and make policy and thought on the aberrations. Yes, there are children and there are young men that do very well only having a mom. They do very well. Yes, that does happen, but it's the aberration. It's the thing that, I mean, it's the outlier. It's the thing that doesn't happen the most often. We have to start thinking about and making provision for what happens most of the time. That's how we must conduct ourselves. We must conduct ourselves in what happens most of the time. Not simply going, well, that's it's okay because I was okay. Well, if I go by that, then I've got to say, you know what, for the most part, and I'm not going to tell you entirely, but for the most part, I'm okay. Because my own personal life, you know what, and in case there are people who are listening who are going through something right now, I'll just turn this to me. My father was a drunk and an abusive son of a bitch. Completely absent emotionally. I can't even tell you. Listen to me carefully. I can't remember. I'm 56 years old at this point. I cannot remember a time that I sat down with my dad and had a conversation, and I left that conversation and said, you know what? I'm really happy I talked to him. Yeah, you know what? You know what? Even if you have those conversations early and you think that your parents are just stupid and old and don't get it, that's one thing. But a lot of times you can look back at those conversations and go, you know what? As it turns out, they were right. And most of you have that experience. See what I'm saying? What I'm going with, what happens most of the time? Most of you have that experience, whether it's your mom or dad, grandpa or grandma, where you, when you thought when you were 16 that these old people don't have any idea of what they're talking about. And the funny part then is those old people were probably younger than you are now when you were having that conversation, right? I can't remember one time. It makes me sad. I can't think of one time. Not one time that I had that. Not one time. Not one conversation. I talk to my kid all the time. My kid's 26 now, and we talk an awful lot. He is still here in the house. And I tell you, when he, because of his work schedule, sometimes I'll miss a whole day of seeing him. And I hate it, frankly. So when I see him, I always go, dude, I ain't seen you like in a day. Day and a half, where you been? Well, when that happens, he's usually working. I'll be in the studio doing a show, and he'll go off to work, and then I'll go off to work, and then when I come home, he's home and he's in bed, and then I come and do this, and so I miss him for the day. I hope it has been what I've wanted to make sure that I do. I want to make sure that he and I are having these conversations that later on, when I'm gone, and it's just him and his kids, he can say, you know what, my dad said that. Your grandfather said that. You know what, your grandfather taught me this. Showed me this. He used to always say, this is how we pass down what's missing. This is how we pass down the positive legacy of our history. But that's missing because fathers aren't there. You know, the data is clear. The data is crystal clear on this. And we've got to go with the data because the data is what normally happens. You know, according to fathers.com, the statistics and research on the consequences of fatherlessness, it reads, some fathering advocates would say that almost every social ill faced by America's children is related to fatherlessness. Some people are saying that everything that's wrong is because of fatherlessness. Why? Because we are raising children in an environment in a way that they were never designed to be raised. As supported by the data, children from fatherless homes are more likely to be poor, involved in drug and alcohol abuse, drop out of school, and suffer from health and emotional problems. Boys are more likely to become involved in crime, and girls are more likely to become pregnant as teens, being more promiscuous. This is what normally happens. This is important. The source from this is the U.S. Census Bureau Children's Living Arrangement and Characteristics, March 2011. Children in father absent homes are four times more likely to be poor. In 2011, 12% of children in married coupled families were living in poverty, compared to 44% of children in mother-only families. Listen to these damn numbers. 12% of children in married couple families were living in poverty, compared to 44% of children living in mother-only families. Children living in female-headed families with no spouse present had a poverty rate of 47.6%, over four times the rate of married coupled families. What's the source? It's the government you love so dearly. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, ESEP issue brief, Information on Poverty and Income Statistics, September 12, 2012. in 2001, married coupled families living in poverty 8.8. I mean, and it ain't got no better. It's only getting worse. Even with more programs, more welfare, more everything, it's only getting worse, and it's getting worse in the short term. Let's look at 2001. In 2001, married couples, families, only 8% of them living in poverty. 39.2% living in poverty. I mean, let me make sure I get that right. In a female-headed household, 39% living in poverty. In 2005, only 8.5% of the children who were in married couple families are living in poverty, while 46% of female-headed households, those children living in poverty. In 2011, 10.9% of children. The problem is that these numbers are going up on both sides. 10.9% of children who are married couple families living in poverty, to 47.6% of children in female-headed households are living in poverty. Again, the sources, and because I think you have to source this stuff, the Department of Health and Human Services ASEP issue brief called the Information on Poverty and Income Statistics, September 12, 2012. So, and I did a program on my morning show, or my Blog Talk Radio show, I'm sorry, talking about this very same thing. How do you avoid long-term poverty? And one of the ways to avoid long-term poverty, statistically, and we go to statistically, because that's what happens most of the time, that is not the aberration. Because there's always going to be the outlier and the aberration. One of the ways is to get married. Another way is not make children out of wedlock. And the other way is to at least finish high school. If you could do those three things, the numbers say that you can avoid long-term poverty. Not that you won't struggle. Not that you will be Bill Gates rich. But you will more than likely, because of the numbers, avoid long-term poverty. Boys need their dads. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services say fatherless children are at a dramatically greater risk of drug and alcohol abuse. This is from HSS, National Center for Health Statistics survey on child's health on Washington, D.C., 1993. There is significantly more drug use among children who did not live with their mother and father. Then the source of that is Hoffman, John P., The Community Context Family Structure and Adolescent Drug Use, Journal of Marriage and Family, number 64, May 2002. The numbers say that kids who did not live with their mom and dad do more drugs. Well, the only question then is why, right? How come is that? Yes, and I said it that way on purpose. Don't get crazy. And again, I think it goes back to the very same thing we were talking about before. We are trying to do things out of order. We are trying to hammer that screw in with a hammer instead of using a screwdriver. We are not operating in the way that we're supposed to operate. So it's not working. Now, we can pretend it's working, that we can do great PR, that we can make great movies, that we can make great television shows, and that we can get the entertainment, the propaganda machine of the entertainment, you know, entertainment industry to come out and produce television shows, comedies, all these things that normalize aberrant, and I'm using that phrase on purpose, aberrant behavior. But it doesn't make what happens to real people every day any different. Just because you see the female-led head of household on television doing very well. This goes back to, remember Murphy Brown deciding to have a baby on her own? And you remember how she got into a big kerfuffle with one of the political people? Was it Al Gore, even? I don't remember who it was. I don't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Colonel North. I don't remember who it was, but she got into this big back and forth. Or the show did, because Murphy Brown, the female lead of this show, had decided that she was going to have a baby, and she was not going to marry the father. Which does put conservatives in kind of a pickle, doesn't it? She didn't choose to have an abortion, which we have to celebrate. But she didn't choose to be married at the same time either, which makes you sad. Why? Because we know that glamorizes behavior that most of us do not get to participate in. For most of us, our children will live in poverty and suffer drug and alcohol abuse. All right, we've got more, and it doesn't get any better. It does not get any better. We got more. We'll take a little break. We'll be back with more of Late Night with Willie right after these messages. Human by race, Christian by faith, American by nationality, conservative by choice. It's Reverend Ralph Chittums, the right guy, on the Exceptional Conservative Network from 4:05 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The right guy on TECN.
Good morning.
I'm Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Okay, folks, that's not how it goes. I think I'm Shannon, and you're Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. We are The Right Way with Shannon and Mike.
Join us from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Live on SHR Media.
And on TECN.
Where we'll be talking about all kinds of things.
From sports and politics.
To food and entertainment.
To money.
Family.
And anything else in between.
Community, holidays, all kinds of things.
It'll be great. Join us from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
It's time to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Ken McClinton and the Exceptional Conservative Show celebrate 7 years of excellence in broadcasting here on the Exceptional Conservative Network. 9:05 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the finest in conservative talk anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to celebrate!
Hello, this is Leslie Ann Stopel with The Real Clear Israel. Join me every Sunday morning at 10:05 Eastern Time on the Exceptional Conservative Network, where we'll be discussing Israel with guests from Israel and around the world.
That's The Real Clear Israel, 10:05 Sunday on the Exceptional Conservative Network. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Welcome back to A Late Night with Willie. We appreciate you being here. Yeah, this is not one of those celebratory shows, you know, where we laugh and have a good time. And a lot of times late night we do laugh and have a good time because nobody likes to laugh and have a good time more than I do. You may think you do, but you actually don't. you actually don't like to do it as much as I do. Because I want to also sometimes spend some time in this program talking about very, very important things in ways that people aren't talking about any other time. They're just not talking about these things, and it's disturbing. You know, we talked about a couple things. We've talked about poverty and that one of the consequences of fatherlessness and drug and alcohol abuse. The third thing we need to talk about is physical and emotional health. In a study of 1,977 children age 3 and older living with a residential father or father figure found that children living with married biological parents had significantly fewer externalizing and internalizing behavior problems than children living with at least one non-biological parent. I'll read it again. A study of 1,977 children age 3 and older living with a residential father or father figure found that children with married biological parents had significantly fewer externalizing or internalizing behavior problems than children living with at least one non-biological parent. So kids who are living with their parents, their biological parents, did better than kids who weren't. And that's from the Hofferth SL, a residential father family type and child well-being, investment versus selection, demography study. Children of single-parent homes are more than twice as likely to commit suicide. You hear what I'm saying? Children of single-parent homes are more than twice as likely to commit suicide. And that's from a number of sources. The Lancet, January 25th, 2013. Ganella, Ringbach, Welbert, MDs, Center for Epidemiology and National Board of Health and Welfare in Stockholm, Sweden. Erwin Sandler, PhD professor of psychology and director of Prevention Research Center in Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. Douglas J. G. Jacobs, MD, associate clinical professor of psychiatry, Harvard Medical School, and founder of the director of the National Depression Screening Program. Madeline Gould, PhD, MPH, professor of child psychology and public health, College of Physicians and Surgeons, Columbia University, and the research scientist, New York State Psychiatric Institute, all say that children of single-parent homes are more than twice, listen to this, friends, more than twice, holy crap, as likely to commit suicide. Data from three waves of fragile family studies that had 2,100 subjects was used to examine the prevalence and effects of mothers' relationship changes between birth and age 3 on their children's well-being. Children born to single mothers show higher levels of aggressive behavior than children born to married mothers. Living in a single mother's household is equivalent to experiencing 5.25 partnership transitions. So it just seems that it's all changing all the time. In this study of the fragile family studies was used to examine the prevalence of effects of the mother's relationship changes between birth and 3 years old. This is the time where we don't think it matters because we don't think the kids get it, right? Children born to single mothers show higher levels of aggressive behavior than children born to married mothers. The source is Osborne C., McClanahan S., 2007, Partnership, Instability, and Child Well-Being, the Journal of Marriage and Family, number 69. You know, the numbers continues to say that the effects of fatherlessness are wide reaching. That they reach out for a long time and affect everything. The aggression leads to the violence and the crime. The emotional distress leads to non-performance in school, and we're going to get to that in just a second, because educational achievement is also affected. Now, stop for a second. Yes, we hear stories, and we see. I just found out in my own personal life that my great niece is about ready to in high school. She's in high school now. Holy Jesus! Start in dual enrollment because she's really freaking smart. She's confident. She's beautiful, and she's really smart. And she's going to probably, my guess is that she's probably going to have an associate's degree by the time she exits high school. And I know that's what my niece is hoping to happen, and I believe that it will, and I think that she'll do very, very well. The problem is that my great niece's daughter, is an outlier. She's an aberration. Because that's not what normally happens. What normally happens is that children in grades 7 through 12 who have lived with at least one biological parent, youth that experienced divorce, separation, or non-union birth, that means they were never married, that they were born into a single parent relationship, reported lower grade point averages than those who have always lived with both biological parents. Children living with their married biological father tested at a significantly higher level than those living with a non-biological father. So there's something innate inside us that makes a difference. That source is Tillman K. 2007, Family Structure Pathways and Academic Disadvantages Among Adolescents and Step Families, from the Journal of Marriage and Family. So it seems like there's something innate, something that we may not even be able to see, in having a biological father there. Not just a father figure, which is helpful, obviously. But there's something to be said for having the biological father there, right? That the other situations, like in my great niece's situation, my niece hit the step. And I've mentioned this on the show before. She hit the stepfather powerball. And her stepfather, Paul, is awesome. He's a great brother-in-law. I believe that he's a great husband to my sister-in-law. My wife believes that he's a great husband to her sister. Provides them a beautiful home and the level of stability that they've never had. He is a fantastic man, a fantastic person. Conservative Christian Republican black man. You gotta love it. Educated, kind, caring. I mean, really, spends a lot of time with his great niece. with his granddaughter. Spends a lot of time. They spend a lot of time together, and they spend a lot of time together. So the importance of education, the importance of doing your best. You know, the last time it's funny, and I know this because the last time we visited them, we were up where they live, and my niece and great niece came over. And my brother-in-law was in the computer room, and that's exactly where my great-niece made a beeline for. Why? Just to talk to her grandfather. Just to have conversation with him. Just to be around him. Hit the freaking Powerball. But that's the outlier. That's the aberration. That's the thing that doesn't happen. What normally happens is what we're talking about here, and this is why we have to be concerned about it and talk about it, because this is what happens the most. Yes, we have that situation, like in my own family, where my great niece, born out of wedlock, although she does know who her dad is, and has spent time with her father, although I have never personally met her father. But is doing fabulously. She is loved. She knows she is loved. That she is. She lives in a very structured household, and is not doesn't show any of the things I've talked about. But we know that this is not the best way. This is not the normal way. And we can't make policies and decide to have discussions or not have discussions based on the things that don't happen all the time. We can only talk about the things that happen all the time. Father involvement in schools is associated with the higher likelihood of a student getting mostly A's. This was true for fathers and biological parent families, for stepfathers and father heading single parent families. The sources Nord, Christine Winquist, and Jerry West, Fathers and Mothers Involvement in Children's Schools by Family Type and Recent Status, from NCES 2001, okay, -032, Washington, D.C., U.S. Department of Education, National Center for Education Statistics, 2001. Listen to this. Father involvement in schools is associated with higher likelihood of student getting mostly A's. This was true for fathers in biological parent families, for stepfathers, and even for fathers heading single parent families. So there is something about, even if it's just dad, kids do better in school than if it's just mom. That's what happens most of the time. 71% of high school dropouts are fatherless. Listen to me, 71%. This is what happens all the time. When you're at numbers like 71%, that means this is what happens. Fatherless children have more trouble academically, scoring poorly on tests of reading, mathematics, and thinking skills. Children from father absent homes are more likely to be truant from school, more likely to be excluded from school, more likely to leave school at the age of 16, and less likely to attain academic and professional qualifications in adulthood. That's from the Vital Importance of Paternal Presence in Children's Lives, written May 23, 2012. From and you can get there at Psychology Today. This is what we're talking about. Now I'm going to go back and put all these links in the chat room. So hopefully, I think that if you listen to this in archives, if you look at the chat, you will be able to reference all of these links. We have got to start having this conversation. We have to stop sweeping this under the rug. It doesn't get any better. A study using data from the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health, explore the relationship between family structure and risk of violent acts in neighborhoods. The results reveal that the number of fathers is low in a neighborhood, there is an increased act of teen violence. The statistical data shows that a 1% increase in the proportion of single-parent families in a neighborhood is associated with a 3% increase in adolescent level of violence. In other words, adolescents who live in neighborhoods with lower proportions of single-parent families who are reported higher levels of family integration commit less violence. So the more two-parent households, the less violence. The safer those neighborhoods are and the less violent they are. The more single parents, especially mother-led households, the more violent those neighborhoods are. Children 10 to 17 years old living with two biological or adoptive parents were significantly less likely to experience sexual assault, child maltreatment, and other major violence and non-victimization type of adversity, and were less likely to witness violence in their families compared to peers living in single-parent families and step-families. The source is Heather A. Turner, Effects of Lifetime Victimization and Mental Health of Children and Adolescents from the Social Sciences and Medicine, Volume 62, Number 1, January 2006. A study of 109 juvenile offenders indicate that family structure significantly predicts delinquency. Folks, and especially for all you science people who say that conservatives are science deniers, what about this science? What about what's being said here tonight? What about this science? Why are we ignoring what's going on right around us? Why are we doing that? Why don't we just look at what we're seeing here and decide that we are going to address it? I don't understand. Why don't we just address it? Why can't we be honest about this discussion and start to address some of these situations? Why will we continue to pretend that none of these things are happening? That the ills for a lot of our social ills are due to the lack of fatherlessness. I mean, fathers, that we have this fatherlessness going on, and it is causing a great deal of structural damage in our society. Some people are, again, like I said a while ago, some people are even of the belief that most of our problems as a society are due to the lack of fathers. Wow. Now, I said that I wasn't going to call Dad down. I mean, because every situation is different and most situations are painful. I get that. There's hurt feelings going on a lot of times. There's all sorts of individual nuttiness going on at any particular time. So I'm not here to call people out. I'm not here to embarrass anybody. I understand that. But we've got to start looking at these things seriously. We can't take, you know, guys, you can't take this responsibility lightly. We cannot take what we have entered into when we are fathering a child lightly. We can't decide that as long as it's easy, then I'll hang in. We can't make that decision because it's not just the woman that you can't get along with that suffers. It's your children. You could be setting them up. You could, and you are possibly, that you are more than likely setting them up for a lifetime. Listen to me. A lifetime of struggle. A lifetime of mental and emotional problems. Physical and emotional problems. A lifetime. You are setting them up to fail in school, to not graduate from high school. 71% of kids who drop out of school, 71% are from fatherless households. So you are affecting the success and future of your children. There's no way around it. The numbers say so. There's no way around it. So there's a couple of things. So how many babies are we making? Too many? Because we're not being responsible with our sperm? And I am not advocating for abortion to keep this from happening. There isn't any reason why you should kill the child because the adults are irresponsible. That's insane. I really believe that makes you, if you think that that's one of the solutions, that makes you insane. That makes you a crazy person. And it makes you intellectually lazy. I am pro-life, but I'm also good with wearing a condom. I'm also good with not having sex with everybody you meet. Even if you want to, and even if they want you to, we are not animals. We don't go into heat like dogs and cats. We can say, no, I'm good, thanks. We are not, we do have self-control. Again, I'm putting up these links by category in the chat room, so if you're listening, you can go to Spreaker and search for Late Night with Willie, and then you can see all of these links to all these sources that I mentioned in the chat room. Because sometimes I know a lot of people think, well, you know what, you conservative folks just say this stuff, but you never have anything to back it up with. Well, I'm going to source. I've sourced so far everything that I have said to you tonight. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back and wrap up here with more of the problem of fatherlessness in America right after these messages.
Good morning.
I'm Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Okay, folks, that's not how it goes. I think I'm Shannon, and you're Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. We are The Right Way with Shannon and Mike.
Join us from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
Live on SHR Media.
And on TECN.
Where we'll be talking about all kinds of things.
From sports and politics.
To food and entertainment.
To money.
Family.
And anything else in between.
Community, holidays, all kinds of things.
It'll be great. Join us from 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.
It's time to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Ken McClinton and the Exceptional Conservative Show celebrate 7 years of excellence in broadcasting here on the Exceptional Conservative Network. 9:05 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the finest in conservative talk anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to celebrate!
Money Talk with Melanie is a lively discussion of global, domestic, and kitchen table financial topics. Join your business diva, Melanie Collette, as I speak with respected entrepreneurs, CEOs, authors, and politicians as we explore today's fiscal environment. Money Talk with Melanie airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Exceptional Conservative Network. Remember, this is important because it's your money.
Okay, again, thank you ever so much for spending some time with Late Night with Willie. We appreciate it. We've got one more category that we want to get to before we let you go, I think. At least one more. Concerning fatherlessness and how it negatively impacts especially boys. Actually, two. The fifth one is crime. Adolescents living in intact families are less likely to engage in delinquency than their peers in living in non-intact families compared to peers in intact family things. Adolescents in single-parent families and step-families were more likely to engage in delinquency. And we saw that in the last set of statistics when we're talking about being truant from school and the like. This relationship appears to be operating through differences in family processes, parental involvement, supervision, monitoring, and parent-child closeness between intact and non-intact families. Well, yeah, you know what, and it sort of bends the thing a little bit and says, you know what, it depends on how everyone is behaving. How the adults are behaving is what happened to the kids. Now, I've always said that that it is not necessarily, and in 15 years of teaching, I have found that it wasn't always a newfangled kid that was problematical. It was the newfangled parents, a lot of time, that were problematical. A study using data from the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health explored relationship between family structure and risk of violent acts in neighborhoods. That's what I said before. This is the very same one that we recorded before. The results reveal that if the number of fathers is low in a neighborhood, then there is an increase in the act of teen violence. The statistical data shows that a 1% increase in the proportion of single-parent families in a neighborhood is associated with a 3% increase of adolescent level of violence. In other words, adolescents who live in neighborhoods with lower proportions of single-parent families who report higher higher levels of family integration commit less violence. Traditional parental setups are less likely to produce violent neighborhoods. Or crime-ridden neighborhoods, and of course the converse is true. All right, one more thing: sexual activity in teen pregnancy. Now we're going to continue this one tomorrow. We sort of talked about a little bit two nights ago. And we didn't get to the whole thing, so we're going to talk a little bit about it now. A study using a sample of 1,409 rural Southern adolescents, 851 females, 558 males, ages 11 through 18 investigated the correlation between father absence and self-reported sexual activity. The results reveal that adolescents in father-absent homes were more likely to report being sexually active compared to adolescents living with their fathers. Kids who don't live with their dads are self-reporting, that means what they say, that they are more likely to report being sexually active than the ones who live with their dads. What's that lead to? That leads, of course, to teen pregnancy, that leads to abortion, that leads to every transmittable sexual disease, from chlamydia through AIDS. Being raised in a single mother, being raised by a single mother raises the risk of teen pregnancy, marrying with less than a high school degree, and forming a marriage where both partners have less than a high school degree. Because we're beings who do what we see. We only know what we know, and we only know what we see. So there's a really good chance that if somebody is raised by a single mother, that they will end up in the girl will end up in a very similar situation sooner than she needs to. How do we know this? Because this is what happens all the time. And I put in every source. I have my underheadings in the chat room, so you can refer back to them. If you think I'm just making this stuff up, I'm just saying this because I don't want people to have a good time, and I'm talking bad about single mothers. And I know that this is a narrative that's out there now, that people are talking badly about single mothers. Spicer's talking bad, insulting single mothers, and this is the Trump derangement syndrome and the Republican derangement syndrome and the conservative derangement syndrome that's going on out there, and when it's just ridiculous and outrageous and stupid. There's evidence. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear the evidence, but there's evidence, because this is what happens all the time. And this is not evidence like evolution or global warming. This is what happens most of the time. This is not data that is not repeatable. This is study after study after study from divergent groups finding the very same thing. And you can check them all. All right, listen, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for coming to Late Night with Willie. We're going to talk about girls need their fathers. Girls need their dads. We'll talk about that tomorrow. On the morning show, Larry Elder, we had yesterday we had Kevin Jackson on the morning show. You want to check the morning show out on www.fightbackmedia.com and click the Willie Lawson, click the Exceptional Conservative Network and click the show. Or you can go to www.fightbackmedia.com and click Late Night with Willie to get to this program. You know, it took me a while to figure out I should have links to both programs on the website and on the front page. So you can go to www.fightbackmedia.com, that's www.fightbackmedia.com, and catch all my stuff. Go ahead and do that. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you.